Zigzag papers.
Where's that in the stock report here? Zigzag. What's Zigzag telling that? I don't know. It's a closed corporation. They're making a fortune. We ran a survey here. What are they? They're cigarette papers.
We're from the Treasury Department. Who's
Mr. Rizlaw? Mr. Zigzag. Your people are making a fortune on these cigarette papers, and I assume you know what people are doing with these cigarette papers they're buying. We're living in a rather flamboyant era, and people are not rolling cigarettes. When's the last time you saw somebody roll a cigarette? Well, they use them for hair curls. I don't want to hear that. They're rolling pot, that's right. They're rolling marijuana in your Zigzag papers, and that's why you're making all that money on those Zigzag papers. Really, pot? That's right. Well, we'll go out of business, okay. Zigzag. For any vipers, people have fantasies of marijuana smokers who... Oh, I don't smoke it. The reason I don't smoke it, it's a schleife dicke high. It's a... And I like to be with you all the time. Two, it's a hallucinatory. And I have enough going on in my head. And three, which sounds absurd, it's against the law. Which I'm quite fond of. The law, not the lawless. Now, for the people who have those fantasies about the liquor companies are keeping marijuana, the schmuck about the tales you hear for years, or I'll go to Europe. Marijuana is frowned on all over the world. In England, where heroin is right for outpatients, marijuana they'll slap your ass in jail for. And I wonder why that is. Maybe, since it's not a deterrent, every penal code it will say, and all these narcotics except marijuana, set aside, they don't consider it a narcotic in that sense. Perhaps the fact that opium was smoked and De Quincey made such a chai of opium, maybe it's that hangover. Because it actually is a crime to put people in jail for smoking flowers, definitely. Oh, yeah. It's absurd. It's a mockery. You give man A a pint of whiskey a day, man B smoked pot every day. And the both of them, close clinical observation, we stopped them after 10 years. The drinker is hooked. He is suffering abstinence syndrome. Withdrawal symptoms, abrupt, classic addiction, tolerance, habituation, psychological desire. He has to have a taste, and he'll punch you for a taste. The pot smoker, no discomfort. Bronchitis, perhaps. Well, why the acceptance, one the rejection of the other? Many factors. One, there's a justification for drinking. And certainly I can rock and ride for a cold, blackberry brandy for cramps, Pernod for getting it up, and gin, if she don't come around, so I stop coming around. In other words, I'm not drinking for Satan's word, that tool, pleasure. For marijuana, pleasure. You would use that word that blatantly. You were doing it for what? For pleasure. What right is man to take pleasure, sinful pleasure, that you would have the nerve to sit on the couch, listen to them dinge records, smoking pot, enjoying herself when your mother has bursitis? Listen, I didn't enjoy myself. Listen, I don't enjoy it. I work pretty hard, too. Besides that, I didn't enjoy myself. I'm not enjoying it. So what you're doing, you're enjoying yourself. Sit down for 5 minutes, you're enjoying yourself. And the one boob of my is this. Well, perhaps marijuana isn't bad for you, but it's a stepping stone. It leads to heroin. Well, that stupid syllogism holds true, then. The heroin addict who's doing life says to a cellmate who's doing life, I'm a heroin addict. I started smoking marijuana, the stepping stone. Right away to heroin. But what happened to you? There's blood on your hands. You murdered. You killed 6 kids in a crap game. It's your story. You're possessed with gambling. It's a disease with you. Who taught you this foul practice? Where'd you learn it?
I started with bingo in the Catholic Church.
Good night.